Hi, and welcome to this podcast update. Not really quite sure, nor am I sure I'll ever be sure. The date is December 25th, 2022. It is now Sunday. It's just rolled over. It's Christmas, basically. I am up late recording this because I am going on a little vacation and I want to get this recorded before we leave so I can upload it. This recording is the first in what I hope is going to be a series of short podcasts, updates, whatever, that I'll be releasing to let you know what I have been working on. This is going to be loosely tied to a Patreon campaign I'm starting, although I don't think I'm going to throw this behind a paywall. I think anyone who is interested in whatever Andrew Woolner is working on this week should be able to listen. It's, I mean, let's be honest, it's a small enough audience as is. If you don't know who I am and just found this somehow, I don't know what to tell you. You are welcome to listen, but I'm recording this primarily for people I know. For people who are listening to this, who know me and or who don't know me and aren't up to date on my life, just a quick review here. I moved from Toronto, Canada, to Yokohama, Japan in June 2003, and I have lived there ever since there. Here, my first full-time job here was in IT, and I eventually worked for a big multinational that closed its operations in Japan 13 years ago. Since then, for money, I've been teaching drama to English language majors at a university one day a week. Brutal three-hour commute, by the way. And I've been doing various contract and freelance jobs. For example, I've written dialogue for a robot. I've done videography and video editing. I've become a freelance photographer for events and casual portraits. I've taught acting classes for all ages. I've helped cast a Netflix show. I've proofread documents, designed websites, edited an audiobook. I've done some audio transcribing, probably a bunch of other things I can't even remember. Through all of this, since 2006, I have been the artistic director and basically sole permanent member of the Yokohama Theater Group, a 122-year-old volunteer-run nonprofit theater company. For YTG, I've produced, directed, written, performed, designed, or whatever, at least one show, usually more per year. And since 2016, I've run Nerd Night Tokyo, a nerdy speaking event. Hey, since we're on a podcast, let's talk about podcasting for a minute. I have also hosted a podcast called Miss Charlotte's Finishing School for Wayward Readers. The first season of that podcast is actually available on most podcast listening platforms. I have actually more unreleased podcasts than I have released ones, though. Season two of Wayward Readers has been in the can for more than a year, but still needs to be edited. I got kind of hung up on the theme song. Long story. I have four episodes of another podcast called Experts Go to the Movies that are recorded. Three of those episodes are edited, but it ended up being really just too hard to find experts who are willing to go on that show. I also have two episodes of an interview podcast recorded, but not edited. Oh, and my friend Peter Cambasis and I have recorded two episodes of a pop culture podcast that we've had to put on the back burner. Why? Audio editing, especially multi-track audio editing, is really tedious and takes a long time. As an example, an 80-minute episode of Wayward Readers is usually cut down from about 2 hours of raw audio. If I'm lucky, it's only 2 hours, and takes at least 3 or 4 hours to edit if I can work uninterrupted and get into the zone. Experts Go to the Movies. Those episodes are 2 to 4 hours of finished audio from 4 or 5 or more hours of raw recording. And once I start releasing the episodes, I kind of need to follow a schedule. If I release episode one of Wayward Readers' second season, people listening are going to expect those other episodes to follow weekly. So I have to basically get them all done before I can start releasing, or at least get into a rhythm. Anyway, that's enough of a rabbit hole on podcasts. Expect to be hearing about them in my weekly updates at some point in the future as I find the time to edit them. And that's, I think, in general, enough of an intro. And don't worry, I'm not going to repeat this every time. So now, intro done, sort of backstory done for those who have not up to date. We're going to get on with the update on my recent activities, as promised. So yeah. So in general, these recordings probably be a lot shorter. This week, I'll be honest with you, I have not been working on much other than this recording that you're listening to. Still, I had a meeting with Catherine Nguyen, my artistic collaborator based in Montreal. We were in the process of setting up some grants for a theater tour back in 2020. But the tour was going to be early 2021. But of course, as we all know, early 2020, the pandemic hit and that just sort of fell apart. So in the sort of 2 years plus since then, we've both gone through some changes that have caused us to scrap the original idea, and we're trying to come up with something new. The producers kind of we were in talks with were the Powell Street Festival, which is a Japanese-Canadian street festival in Vancouver. But it seems they also produce sort of relevant theater in their off-season, so during the winter. So we're still playing with the idea of adapting a Japanese folktale and bringing a Canadian / long-term immigrant angle into it. However, of course, at our meeting this week, we discussed my weird idea about building a show completely around the sense of smell. So I'm oversimplifying a little, but Catherine was less interested than me in pursuing this idea and seeing where it leads, sort of process-wise. She'd prefer to have a clear theme, idea, or story to work from. And I get it. So it's kind of back to the drawing board or writing board, I guess. And we'll start doing some writing and figure out if anything we come up with fits the smell idea or whether it just stinks. Get it? I'm a dad. I'm allowed to make jokes like that. For my part, I'm really in love with this idea this week, but I'm not exactly married to it. So our next meeting for that show is in the first week of March. So by then, maybe one or both of us will have a solid idea or we'll have been able to build up this idea I've already had. So that meeting's a little ways out, but this is a 2024 project, probably at the earliest. I have to meet soon with the team for YTG's winter show, which will go up at the end of March. I will hopefully have news about that soon, maybe by my next update. All right, what else have I been working on? Not much in the last week. I've been rather overwhelmed with admin, sort of both personal admin and work admin, since the end of October, but I expect more interesting updates for you soon. I've been in a bit of a creative rut since summer, but I do expect the creative juices to start flowing again once I'm back in the rehearsal room or preparing to go back into the rehearsal room for the next show. So yeah, that's about where things are. I'm going to try to post a 2022 sort of summary, roundup. No, can't find the right word. It's late. I'm tired. I want to go to bed. I will try to post a sort of year in review if I have time next week before we go into 2023. But it'll depend on whether I have time to sit down and do the recording. So yeah, I guess that's it. These podcasts are not going to be very long. This is probably longer than most of them will be, unless something really interesting happens. So yeah, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Happy New Year, and talk soon.